का था, रूप वही रूप नया।
Be clear that you want to do something on your own. That desire to do something on your own should come from inside. But what you want to do, you may not be very clear about it. We didn't have any idea of what all we would do, at what centers in the country we would start. Hyderabad is where we started, and that's what we had in mind for at least 5-6 years. It was more of the confidence that we had in ourselves. When we started Time 26 years back, the situation for entrepreneurship was not anything like what it is today. Today, as you heard just now, all of you are in a very, very exciting environment. When you want to start on your own, you got a very good ecosystem. And those of you who want to do something on your own, I think you should just get going and start doing something on your own. Some of the things that we experienced, that we went through in our journey till today, in the last 26 years, I believe still are very much applicable. And hence, I thought I would share some of those with you here. The first and foremost point is your planning and starting with whatever you want to do. There, what I would like to share with you is, you should have a clear idea that you want to do something on your own. But what you want to do, you may not be very clear about it. Do not worry about it. If you take my case, for example, even during my engineering days, I had this in my mind that I would like to do something on my own and in education sector. I was very clear about these two points. But what it is that I wanted to do on in education sector, no idea. After I completed my engineering, then I went for an MBA. This thought was there in mind, that never went off. Still, didn't worry about it. Then I worked outside for 6 years in industry. I knew that it was just a question of when and not whether I would be quitting my job and starting something on my own. So what I'm saying is, be clear that you want to do something on your own. That desire to do something on your own should come from inside. It can't come from somebody else pushing you. But certainly it can come when you watch others, when you hear others, and you get inspired by that. So it's not that you should also have thought of this, you know, when you're in school or when you're in LKG or UKG. Not at all. This desire to start something on your own, as you heard Mr. Narayan talking about it, at 42 years of age, he started something on his own. But that desire to do something on your own should come. What you want to do may evolve over a period of time, does not matter. Then, what you want to be 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, 15 years down the line, it looks very rosy if I want to write something and say, when we started, we wanted to have a pan-India network of coaching centers through a franchise network. It looks very good to write, but no, that was not what we had in our mind at all. So if somebody tells you, when you want to start something on your own, make sure that you have clearly in mind what you want to do 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line, I would say it's a lot of BS. Some people may have that clarity, but if you don't have that, don't think that you are not eligible to start something on your own. Things will start step by step, handle a day at a time. For example, when we started in 92, we didn't have any idea of what all we would do, at what centers in the country we would start. Hyderabad is where we started, and that's what we had in mind for at least 5-6 years, which means we gave enough time, probably no other choice for us, we gave enough time to establish ourselves. Then about 7 years after that, then we said, okay, now we have to expand. What route do we take? We discussed that in detail. Yes, by that time, once we established ourselves in Hyderabad, we had established a good name for ourselves in South India. While we didn't have any other centers other than Hyderabad and Cochin, we got pretty good name in whole of South India. But then we were clear, okay, now is the time we have to decide what we want to do, how we want to do it. Okay, this is not something that we would have been able to or could have done in 1992 when we started. We decided we will take the route of franchising. And then after that, we went about establishing franchise centers across the country. Now, but when you start, you need to be clear that, okay, I want to be on my own. Then the idea, once it sort of crystallizes in your mind, then start having that belief in yourself. Yes, I will be able to do that. There could be a lot of people pulling you back. Do not hesitate. If you are clear, one, some people who matter, your family members, your close friends, you may want to convince them. It is required. That family support is one thing that is very, very essential. I would say I've been lucky, me and my partner, we've been very lucky to have complete support of our respective families. My friend got married about a year and a half before we started our venture. I got married something like 2-3 months before we started the venture. But that support that we got from our wives, from our parents, was phenomenal. My dad told me at that time, do not worry. You go ahead and start. Do not worry about how you will take care of your family, your household expenditure. You worry about your business. That part, if it is required, I'm there to take care of it. And that type of support makes a lot of sense. Lucky, God's grace, that we didn't need to go back and ask dad, I would need some money. But you may ask, what did we start with? We started with how much money? 24,000 rupees is a princely sum that we could afford, and that's what we started our business with. In 1992 also, 24,000 was not a big amount. You may think, okay, 26 years back, that would have been a huge amount. But it was more of the confidence that we had in ourselves, which is the point I want to tell all of you. The confidence in ourselves, this is an area, the area that we chose is something that we will be able to do a very good job. We know that we will be able to fight with anybody in the market. We didn't need to worry about the biggest player, probably the only player in CAT coaching at that time, IMS, who was based out of Bombay, and then correspondence scores across the country. The type of brand reputation they had in those days was very, very tough to fight. But we did not worry about it. We had that confidence in ourselves. We know we can do it. That's what we told ourselves. But coming to projections, what you will do, what are your figures, that is another thing that sometimes you may need to work out, you may need to show. For example, you're making a presentation to somebody for funding. So you may necessarily have to work out some projections for the next 3 years, 5 years, but keep that aside. I won't get into that now. But for your own working out, get that confidence, look at some basic figures. Today also we have the sheet of paper on which me and my partner worked out, put down figures as to how, what revenues would come in the first year, how many students are likely to come, what the expenses are likely to be. When we look at that sheet today, we have a hearty laugh to ourselves. Some of those won't really make a difference. Get into the field, just jump in and start is what I would say. Then once you start, that hard work that is required, the commitment that is required, these are two very, very important things. Just to share a couple of things. Hard work, when I say, you may have to sort of do each and every activity. You have to dirty your hands completely. Today, again, as I said, the environment is very much different. But this aspect that you have to get down to the brass tacks, sort of dirty your hands and do whatever is required to do is very essential. In those days, for example, I would say there's no task that I didn't do. What we planned was, me and my partner, that I would quit my job and get in. A year later, he would quit his job and come. We planned it in that manner, and that he would take up a job in Hyderabad after quitting his job in Bombay and coming here. And 2 years later, he would quit the job and come in full time. We planned that way because we felt that two people will not be required in the initial stages for the activity, nor would the organization be able to support two people. It worked out for us that way. But initial stages, for example, if I had to, obviously opening the office, closing the office, everything, there was only one person. And we recruited one assistant later. She and I, paint Elmira inside the office. It was looking bad. So we went, bought the paint, brought a brush and painted the Elmira. He and I would go, that person who was there to assist me, we would go on a motorcycle. We would carry that paste posters. We would go to different places and he and I would paste posters on the walls at various places. I would go to various colleges making presentations about career options. So various things. It was, in fact, I tell people that every college in Hyderabad, the topography, the location of buildings, where each department is, I know probably about all the colleges in Hyderabad, type of a thing. And you may find it funny, but the office that we had initially was just a 100 square foot office for the first 2 years. We took it on rent from some friend's place. It didn't have a toilet. So for me, I would obviously see, when I go to colleges, obviously that's the place where I would answer nature's call. And I would also say jocularly to my friends, I know where the toilets are in most colleges in Hyderabad. Then that commitment is very important. Then coming to an ongoing basis when you're doing things, what you have to keep in mind is what I would call as baptism by fire. That is one thing I would say helped us a lot. A lot of people keep saying how I wish that there is not too much of competition in the area that I'm working. Wrong. I would say we've been able to reach this place today because that type of tough competition we had in Hyderabad itself in the first year and second year. While we started, there was nothing in Hyderabad. At the same time, another group of IIM graduates also started CAT coaching. And without any hesitation, we say today that had it not been for them, I don't think we'd have been able to reach the level we are at today, because it would push us to reach better and better levels on a regular basis. So competition will always help you do two things. Remember, please remember this always. First, do better whatever you're doing than what would otherwise be able to do. Second, which is more important, number of areas, the market will expand. Okay, so we would go and make presentations of career prospects, MBA, etc. They would also do that. So more people would understand about MBA, more people would get that interest in doing an MBA. So market expands when there are more people. But baptism by fire is what I said. Just go and fight competition that is there. I always keep saying, pray for very strong competition in your market. Then what happens sometimes when you plan something and you think of certain things, they may not work out. This is something that's very important. If something doesn't work out, step back. Look at what you have done. If you have to change tracks. Do not hesitate, even if it looks, a very drastic change to your approach. Even if it flies in the face of all the other people who are considered experts, doesn't matter. Is your heart telling you that? Go ahead and do it. I'll just take one simple example for that. Initially, once we started franchising in 1999, we started in Delhi about 2001. Delhi is a big market, a tough market. There was already a very strong CAT coaching player in Delhi, and fighting a competitor in their home market in our area is the toughest thing. So then we were told, we always looked at it as offer a product that's good quality and at a reasonable price. But Delhi, we were told, is a different market. It's not like you're... If you charge anything lower, people will think you are of poor quality. So don't do that. We wanted to charge about, I think 10,000-11,000 for our CAT course. But the competitor who was there was charging 16,000. We believe these type of people who said that if you charge lower, you will be perceived to be a poor quality player. So we said 14,950. First year was over, 100 students we got, which was not good for Delhi market. Then we sat together and discussed. Our Delhi franchise partner, the two of us here, we discussed and said, no, this is not our style. This is not what we want. We said, the quality, you have to take care of the quality of the product. Our course, we were supremely confident of our course. Then we said, okay, we advertised 8,500 and then swept the market after that. There was no looking back. What I'm saying is, the approach didn't work at that time. We went and did what we believed would be the right approach. Then we stepped back, decided to take charge and do what we believe would work, and it worked. So even if it appears drastic, as I'm repeating, even if it flies in the face of so-called experts, do not worry about it. Then the other thing is, you should always look at make a difference in the lives of people. For us, it's our students and our franchise partners. So we always look at making a difference in their lives. Today we feel very proud that we have helped people become entrepreneurs. We have got about close to 100 or in test preparation, we got about 100 franchisees. We also have a preschool chain by name Time Kids. There we've got about 300 plus franchisees. So today we feel very proud that we have given the opportunity for people who wanted to do something, support them and make them realize their ambition of doing something on their own. On the other front, as far as students are concerned, it's very, very pleasing when students come and tell you, I didn't make it to the institute that I want to, but I learned a lot in the course that I have attended here. That is what makes us and all our faculty members keep working for the betterment of students. So this is something, try looking at making a difference to people. Then two other quick issues I'll take up before winding up. One is building partnerships. When I talked about franchises, we probably can proudly claim today to be the largest and the most successful franchising organization in education sector in India. If that has happened, it's because we believe that it should be a win-win game. We never looked at it as we should benefit from the franchisees. It should not be at the cost of the franchisees. The market out there is huge. Both together can benefit. That is what I'm saying, a win-win situation. Then in terms of your own partners, you are, let's say, two of you or three of you want to start the business together. You have to build a good partnership, a lasting partnership. You have to have the trust in your partners. You have to sure that you believe that he or she also is working as hard as you are. If you start thinking that I'm working more than my partner, I don't know why I got into partnership with this person type of thing, you are in the wrong partnership. So build lasting partnerships. The last point is ethics. I'm taking it last, but I believe is the most important part. We were told, you know, coaching industry has a very bad name in terms of various practices that they follow, whether it is, you know, a lot of money comes in cash for receipts, so don't record fees received is one type. Second is, you know, results that are obtained by people. I'll just take another minute or so as a time. These are two major areas that we look at. We believe that it is possible to do business in a very, very ethical manner. What requires is you should believe in that. A lot of people will tell you that, no, it's not possible to do business this way. Today, we can look at anybody straight into the eye when we are speaking. So the number of instances that I can narrate if it is required on that front, whether it is people who come for inspection or various government departments, whatever. But believe me, it is possible to do business in a very, very ethical manner so that you don't compromise on your fundamental values and principles. But as I said, first, you need to convince yourselves. You need to believe in yourself that you can do that and you would like to do that. Thank you very much.